नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिके। थैंक यू वेरी मच। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 21, Text 4 to 11. Text 4. Yadamesh tulayor vartate tataho ratrani samanani bhavanti यदा वृषभादिषु पञ्चासु च राशिषु चरति तदाहानि एव वर्धन्ते रसति च मासि मासि एकैका घाटिका रात्रिषु। When the sun passes through Mesha, Aries and Tula, Libra, the durations of day and night are equal. When it passes through the five signs headed by Rishabha, Taurus, the duration of the days increases until Cancer. And then it gradually decreases by half an hour each month, until day and night again become equal in Libra. Text 5. Yada vrishchikadishu panchasu vartate tad aho ratrani viparyayani bhavanti. When the sun passes through the five signs, beginning with Vrishchika, Scorpio, the duration of the days decreases until Capricorn, and then gradually it increases month after month until day and night become equal in Aries. Text 6. Yava dakshinayanam ahani vartante yava udgayanam ratrayah. Until the sun travels to the south, the days grow longer, and until it travels to the north, the nights grow longer. एवं नवकोटया एकपञ्चाशल लक्षानि योजनानां मनसोत्तर गिरिपरिवर्तनस्योपदिशन्ति तस्मिन् ऐन्द्रीं Purim Purva Purva Saman Mero Devadhanim Nama Dakshinato Yam Yam Sangyamani Nama Paschat Varunim Manim Lochanim Nama Uttarata Somyam Vibhavarim Nama Tasyutaya Madhyahana Saptamaya Nishitanti Nishitaniti Bhutanam Pravriti Nivriti Nimitani Samaya Visheshena Meroschaturdisham. Shukadev Goswami continued, my dear king, as stated before, the learned say that the sun travels over all sides of Manasotra mountain in a circle whose length is 95,100,000 yojanas, that is 760,800,000 miles. On Manasotra mountain, due east of Mount Sumeru, is a place known as Devadhani, possessed by King Indra. Similarly, in the south is a place known as Sangyamani, possessed by Yamaraj. In the west is a place known as Nimalochan, possessed by Varuna, and in the north is a place named Vibhavari, possessed by the moon god. Sunrise, midday, sunset, and midnight occur in all those places according to specific times, thus engaging all living entities in their various occupational duties, and also making them cease such duties. Text 8 and 9. Tatra dhyanam divasa madhyangata eva sadaditya tapati savyenachalam dakshinena karoti yatarodeti tasyaha samana Sutra Nipatini Malochiti Yatra Kvachana Syandena Bhitapati Tasya Haisha Saman Sutra Nipate Prasavapayati Tatra Gatam Napashyanti Yetam Samanupashiran. The living entities residing on Sumeru mountain are always very warm as at midday, because for them the sun is always overhead. Although the sun moves counterclockwise facing the constellations with Sumeru mountain on its left, it also moves clockwise and appears to have the mountain on its right because it is influenced by the Dakshinavarta wind. People living in countries at points diametrically opposite to where the sun is, first seen rising, will see the sun setting. And if a straight line were drawn from a point where the sun is at midday, the people in countries at the opposite end of the line would be experiencing midnight. Similarly, if people residing where the sun is setting were to go to countries diametrically opposite, they would not see the sun in the same condition. Text number 10. Yada chaindriya paurya prachalate panchadasha gatika bir yam yam sapada koti Bhujanam Sartadvadasha Lakshani Sadhikani Chopayati. When the sun travels from Devadhani, the residence of Indra, to Sanyamani, the residence of Yamaraj, it travels 23,775,000 yojanas, which is 190,200,000 miles, in 15 ghatikas, 6 hours. Purport. The distance indicated by the word sa-adhikani is pancha-vinshati sahasra-adhikani, or 25,000 yojanas. That plus 2.5 crores and 12.5 lakhs of yojanas is the distance the sun travels between each two cities. This comes to 23,775,000 yojanas, or 190,200,000 miles. The total orbit of the sun is 4 times that distance, or 95,100,000 yojanas, which is 760,800,000 miles. Text number 11. Please repeat. Evam tato varunim saumyam aindrim cha punas tathanye cha graha samadayo naikshatre saha jyoti chakre samabhyudhyanti saha va nimlochanti. Evam, in this way, tata, from there, varuni, to the quarters where Varuna lives. Somyam, to the quarters where the moon lives. Aindrim cha, and to the quarters where Indra lives. Punah, again. Tatha, so also. Anye, the others. Cha, also. Graha, planets. Soma Adaya, headed by the moon. Nakshatre, all the stars. Saha, with. Jyoti Chakre, in the celestial sphere. Samabhyudhyanti, rise. Saha, along with. Va, o, nimlochanti, set. Translation. From the residence of Yamaraj, the sun travels to Nimlochani, the residence of Varun. From there to Vibhavari, the residence of the moon god. And from there again to the residence of Indra. In a similar way, the moon, along with the other stars and planets, becomes visible in the celestial sphere and then sets and again becomes visible. Please repeat. From the residence of Yamaraj, the sun travels to Nimlochani, the residence of Varuna. From there to Vibhavari, the residence of the moon god, and from there again to the residence of Indra. In a similar way, the moon, along with the other stars and planets, becomes visible in the celestial sphere and then sets and again becomes visible. Excuse me, and again becomes invisible. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radhisham Sundarkichai. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 21, Krishna says, Nakshatranam aham shashi. Of stars, I am the moon. This indicates that the moon is similar to the other stars. The Vedic literature informs us that within this universe, there is one sun which is moving. The Western theory that all the luminaries in the sky are different suns is not confirmed in the Vedic literature. Nor can we assume that these luminaries are the suns of other universes, for each universe is covered by various layers of material elements. And therefore, although the universes are clustered together, we cannot see from one universe to another. In other words, whatever we see is within this one universe. In each universe, there is one Lord Brahma, and there are other demigods on other planets, but there is only one sun. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Unamilitangena Tasamai Shri Gurave Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatayane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This is a very wonderful set of verses. First of all, it has to be said that the Srimad Bhagavatam has a wonderful structure, how it is designed in 12 cantos. Just remember, while I tell you what I'm going to tell you, that in the preface, Prabhupada mentions that at the end of the 9 cantos, you'll be fully God-realized. Just remember that. Okay, so what happens is from in each of these cantos, Krishna consciousness is being described through different views in different perspectives. The first canto, the second, the third, the fourth, and now we're on the fifth. The fifth is understanding Krishna consciousness from the physical universe, just the structure of the universe. One of the difficulties in understanding the Bhagavatam is that you cannot see the forest because of the trees. Because we become too fixed on one shloka, we cannot see the overall pattern. Now, in each of the cantos, there is Krishna consciousness. Each of the cantos, first, second, third, fourth, all the way to the 12th canto. So we lose, what is each canto about? This is like a complete education here, a complete education being given. If we attentively hear everything, one of the descriptions of attentive hearing is dharana. You don't forget. You do not forget what you heard. If you remember what you heard, then you can understand what is being said. If you forget, then you know there's a difficulty. There is a progression, systematic progression, from the first canto to the 9th canto, specifically to become fully God-realized. So, now, just to dispense with one problem that is associated with the 5th canto, everyone thinks these are not the figures that science declares. You know, the sun is moving and there are all these other places of residence. And how is it going counterclockwise and clockwise at the same time? This is not the major problem. So the sun rises in the east, and east is that way, and sets in the west. So there is north and south. So we can see that these domains are various directions. These are various directions. They are physical, but from our perspective, they form the horizon, the east and west horizons, the zenith and the opposite. So each of these directions is either in full sunlight, sunrise, sunset, or midnight. Do you follow? It's not actually very complicated. The problem is we're conditioned to see everything from the way we were taught at school. And the way they teach you in school is actually misleading. Now, maybe I'll address this point first. Why is it misleading? School has something called the Cartesian coordinates, three-dimensional space, x, y, and z. So everything is explained by its coordinate to some reference. The reference in school education is the stars. The stars are considered fixed. So according to those stars, everything else is got an x, y, and z coordinate. So this is how it progresses. I don't want to give you a whole physics and mathematics lesson, but that's the basis, the Cartesian coordinates. There is another coordinate, the angular. You mark the distance and what angle it is from another body. So these are the two systems of placing everything. It assumes that three-dimensional space is constant and it is perfect. Now, of course, this is challenged by Einstein. He has space is bent according to light. So anyway, another layer of complication. But all of this is misleading. Why? Jayadvaita Maharaj was telling this one time. When they first came out with the CD, you know, the CD holds data. Before that, everything used to be very limited data. CD became very large, 750 megabytes or so. So you could put a movie on the CD. The first CD that came out was the Kama Sutra. So here you have a technology which involves a lot of science. But the first use of it was sex life. So now everyone is saying that we're going to go to the moon, we've been to the moon, we're going to go to Mars. But the purpose is sex life. If you take a dog from in front of MVT gate and you put it in Delhi, in the India gate, it was barking in MVT gate. What's it going to do in the Delhi gate? It's going to bark. To the dog, it doesn't matter whether it's MVT gate or Delhi gate. So the conditioned living being, it doesn't matter if it's a CD-ROM or if it's a cave or if it's virtual reality. His purpose is sex life, material sense gratification. Yahi sansparshaja bhoga. This sparshaja bhoga is all he's interested in. So all this so-called science of Cartesian coordinates and everything, it is meaningless, it is misleading. It has only one purpose. How to enjoy before I die. Now you might think this is not fair, but this is, you have to hold on to this thought and allow me to finish it towards the end. So you see it ties in. Now spiritually, everything is seen also, but it is not Cartesian coordinates. The way the Srimad Bhagavatam sees the universe, it includes your karma. Prabhupada on occasion has mentioned about traveling to America. You need, you know, that it is far away. You need an airline ticket, but you need something else. You need a visa. without permission, you cannot enter that country. You cannot just say it is so many thousand miles away, that's it. It is not full understanding. So this universe with the sun, there is something going on. And that is not just physical space. You are in a jail. And that jail takes the name Earth. You are in a body among the 8,400,000 species. That is your jail. You cannot get out. You can get an iPhone, you can get a jumbo jet, but you cannot get out of your jail. And this jail, so in the second canto, there's a reference to the earth, the sun. And there, this is a common verse, this is quite popular. Ayur harati vai punsam utyan astam chayan asau tasyarte yat kshano mita uttama shloka vartaya. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So here, Shaunaka Rishi, wanting to get Suta Goswami to speak more about the Srimad Bhagavatam, he is citing this characteristic of the sun. We're going to learn in later verses after today that there's a unique quality of the sun, and that is it defines time. It defines time. It's not just a localized thing, it's doing something. What it's doing, it's killing everything. Under its influence, everything is got its death allotted by its progress, by the sun. Everywhere, all over the universe, every living entity, on every loka and in every species of life. So the Bhagavatam is focusing on understanding that how the travel of the sun from one horizon to the other, how it is functioning in time and space. It is space, there is space. But the measurement for space in the schools is based on especially very far objects, is based on the blue shift and the red shift. They believe that if the waves are packed, then the object is coming closer to you. And if the waves become very big, then it is going away. It is a foolish idea because it's based on a spectrum. Red and violet on the other end. So it is assuming that this entire universe is working on that same principle. People don't stop to think that when you have a red light and a green light, the red light is not going away from you. It's there. It's just a red light. But they think there's a red light, that the waves are getting farther away. It becomes a red. It's called the red shift. So they assume distances and speeds according to that. It's very speculative, very nebulous, not very Like I said in my last class, they have not gone with a tape measure and measured it. It is a pure speculation. So we have this difficulty. It doesn't help to know this. This is like a volume of ignorance. Ajnana timira andasya. It is not just ignorance, but it's timira andasya. It is very vast ocean of ignorance. So the living entity has to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam and to understand that yes, within space, all these heavenly bodies are functioning. And their main purpose you should understand. Like our main purpose for every invention is sense gratification. The main purpose of the universe is, Prabhupada said this very nicely in the purport. He explained that it is to facilitate the living entity to perform his prescribed duties, to give him his rewards, and to award him death. So I'm just forgetting where I read it. I was reading notes on my notes on the fifth canto. The universe is so constructed to allow us to perform our duties, to get the reward, and to help the living entity die. The sun does that, the sun. The sun facilitates these functions. So it is doing it like this. It is doing it like this. It rises in the east, sets in the west. It has a midday and a midnight according to where the sun is. And accordingly the universe is divided into different quarters of the abodes of the different demigods. So they have a place within this universe. It is not imaginary. And your visa is your karma. Whatever you deserve is where you will be allowed to travel. Not only allowed, you'll be forced to travel. You have no choice. By your karma, you must go there. If it is heaven, which part of heaven? Or if it is hell, which part of hell? And how long for? So if you go through the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing very attentively each canto, you will learn Krishna consciousness through different perspectives. In the second canto, it's the perspective of the universal form. In the third canto, it's the perspective of analytical study of the universe. And on the fifth canto, we've come to the structure of the universe, all the heavenly bodies, and to be Krishna conscious from that. So if you become very attentive, gradually from the first canto to the ninth, you will have covered everything that you need to know to become fully God-realized. But it doesn't wait till the ninth canto. It starts from the first, in the second, in the third, in the fourth, in the fifth. Throughout there is emphasis on being Krishna conscious, but in different context. In different context. So that the human intelligence is designed to be able to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. The dog in front of MVT gate has not been given that design. This design is meant for hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and absorbing it and remembering it and becoming transformed by it. In the second canto, the third chapter is called Change of Heart. So there is a change supposed to take place just by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these changes, the cumulative effect by the end of the ninth canto is you're fully God realized. You fully understand. All ignorance is dispelled. So this is this very wonderful area where the movement of the sun, this whole chapter, as we progress, after all these details, all these measurements, we'll understand that what the sun is actually doing is facilitating us to perform our duties, giving us our rewards or punishment, and giving death. So, thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji. Can somebody pass the mic all the way to the end? Did it? Oh, that says 10. I'm sorry, so I was chanting while nobody could follow. Miss, I was told 11 would be on the board. I didn't look carefully. I just saw that. But here it says 10. Sorry about that. Any other questions or comments on the topic of the class? Okay. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.